I want to actually do a proposal this evening, and not much of so much of a presentation, but in order to understand what I'm working on, I give you a short introduction on the platform I'm working on and with the last 10 years about. It's Radio Apuri. Some of you may know it already, or may have heard of it, or may even use it. It is. It consists. I will concentrate on three major projects on this platform. This is a sound map of the world, the Radio Apuri maps. A project for sort of augmented audio storytelling in public space. It's miniatures for mobiles, and the streaming radio, which kind of uses the concepts of the other platforms in order to make a radio, a 24-hour radio. And that will be then the entry point for the proposal I make for Geo Radio. The Radio Apuri sound map is, is the oldest slowly growing project on the platform Radio Apuri. It's it's about 10 years now on air, and it has now about some 40,000 recordings. Concentrates on, it's open to everybody who want to contribute, and it's about field recordings and recordings from locations, as you can see, quite literally from everywhere. So let's have a quick look what it looks today. So this is a screenshot. In order, connectivity does not work here, it's a bit okay. Here you see this list, it's not so looking so nice, it needs renovation, but this is a list of recordings which arrived during the day. So it's quite active, it's growing at a moderate scale, and so that you can follow and listen to all of the recordings, so it's not hundreds every day, sometimes only two, sometimes it's 20 or 40 or 50 or so, depends on. At the moment it's quite active. Just to give you an impression, I don't want to focus too deep into it, it's, this is the area we are now here, and there are quite some interesting recordings in that area, some done by Peter and others on the pits and on the area here. This map is of course online, and for you also to, you can use it and explore it. Oops, that's not what I wanted, this one. It's easy to contribute if you have a nice sounding field recording, not a quick phone taken one, but something which is specific to a place. It has a certain length and catches the atmosphere. You are, of course, invited to contribute. Just click on the map where you made the recordings, and this menu will appear. It's quite easy to contribute. So, as it runs stable and reliably for now 10 years, that puts some responsibility on me in order to keep it also online. Because this work would not exist without all the contributions from people around the world. Not so many, because it's a niche. Field recording is quite well known, but not so often practiced. But I don't know, some 2,000 people contributed with recordings. Some do it regularly, some only once, so a lot of it in between. So this is the. We can talk later if you have questions, of course, or whatever. Out of the sound map came the idea to how would it be, just as a playful experience, to listen to recordings just where they were made if you are outside. That was also about 2008 or 9 in the when smartphones became interesting and or available at all, and so I thought it could be interesting because there were already quite some interesting body of sound on the Apuri sound map, so I thought, how would it sound if I go around the corner with a nice weekly market and walk through this soundscape of the market, where some 50 recordings have been already from people from different times and places and perspectives. How would it be to walk at night through the market and listen to it? And to keep it short, I slowly learned how to program telephones, and then created the first app for telephone, for smartphones then, and created a platform where you can create. First, in the beginning it was listening back to the Apogee SoundMap, but then I thought, not so interesting now, it would be more interesting to create specific sound art pieces for public space. You really compose a piece for public space, and you can walk through, and you are, let's say, you add a dimension of movement through this piece, and of course they put some the author of a piece needs to take that into account when creating one. Just a quick look on the interface, how you create it. You really define a space, you know, and you select sounds, you upload them specific to this project. You define the range of it, you can define the modes, how they move into each other while you walk. So you can create a really interesting listening experience in public space. And again, it's a platform, it's open. If you're interested in creating a piece, let me know. I will make you an account on the system, and but don't do advertising, tourist guide, and garbage. So be responsible and make something interesting. So can anything be between storytelling, sound art, hybrid forms of all that documentary? That's all projects which have already happened on this platform, from big scale national public radio produced to very single, beautiful solitude works. For example, Petra is using it quite often. She explained yesterday. Open for your ideas. My baby always has been radio. That's a very early memory and experience with old radio receivers. So even the experiments with streaming radio were before Radio Aporia started in the 90s already. So I run my own internet server system. I learned programming, I learned how to do all these things my own, to not be dependent on others, and so that I keep projects long time, you know, that I can renew them, that I can adopt a new technology, that I can create interfaces, networks, and whatever needed in order to get that working and up and running, because all of these things are long term. And so it's my job to keep it up and running. I don't talk about specific art projects I've worked with, but I would rather introduce, as you see, the platform and the radio. And this radio is an experiment in radio. It's maybe you can tune in and let it run in the background a little bit. Let's see what it says to us. I don't know what runs now. It creates out of the sound body of the Radio Apure sound map a random stream of field recordings, but it reacts to presence of listeners and to many other aspects which can influence this kind of what you hear. So if you now listen for a while, I don't know if it reacts immediately or maybe in 10 or 15 minutes, depends on. It will recognize us here, our location, and then it goes onto a search in the background and brings us back a sound from this area. This is one example for a so-called agent. I call these little programs and bots and whatever that happens, agents which crawl all the time in the background, sensing for activity. This activity can be someone walking through a piece on these miniatures for mobiles, then we would share this listening for a few minutes, or activity can be a phone call or a live intervention. So it has a lot of interfaces where you can play and interact with this radio. One recent interface, maybe I can quickly demonstrate that you get an idea, is I thought the easiest microphone people use is their phone in their pocket, and what people use also is social media. I don't use it that much, so but I looked into Telegram, the messenger, quite a lot of people use, and said that's a perfect microphone for quick and collaborative radio making. So it could be interesting. It could be interesting just to use Telegram messaging, the voice messaging for kind of collaborative radio making, almost live. We have a bad connectivity here, may not work. Okay, it's a you can imagine, you know, maybe WhatsApp and Telegram, so you can form a group. This group can work in both directions. You can organize it in time at that moment, and but this forms the body, the corpus of what then goes into radio. That can be an interesting, so it's up to your imagination how that can be used. Other projects are connected to it. For example, my friends from South of France, Locus Unus, they manage a worldwide network of open microphones like webcams. So Radio Apuri is pulling these webcams from time to time. So you hear some 2 minutes of live radio from the sea in Japan, or some open window in New York, or a wind harp somewhere playing. So it's worth, I guess, to listen to this radio. And so all these concepts, here you see a sketch, a very early sketch on how it works. So it was a kind of in the beginning when I was creating it, kind of whatever can go in and out to have a fluid and playful system which reinvents radio in a way, I guess. I know. Being here is particularly interesting in the frame of that topic we dealing with, because the concern about environmental issues is quite something which I'm into since a long time. When I was a youngster, about from 15 to 20 or so, I was part of a group which did research on little environments and fauna and flora and the animals and plants and so on. In the end, we usually created little areas and patches in the landscape which then made it into sanctuaries, which were, so farmers got money so that not to use it, and it was quite effective and optimistic in a way that we could see working with biologists and other natural scientists in order to create these little patches within the agricultural landscape, which is more and more empty of anything, of plants and so on. So I'm, to make it short, I thought it could be an interesting thing to combine these things, my research and work and experiments on Radio Apuri, streams of acoustic ecology, for example, and other platforms maybe. So I thought the working title is Georadio. Georadio, geo means earth, and so it's quite planetary scale, which is not so difficult today since we have internet. So this does not exist. I have a lot of technologies, tools, and concepts lying in the box in order to put these things together. And I'm pretty sure that on a technological scale it can be done. But this is only one aspect. The other one is participation and interest, how it could be. So to give a quick overview, I think it should be created in a collaborative and collective way, as an open platform, and it should not claim to be its own project, but rather feature other projects and not incorporate them, but give them a platform, maybe a display or maybe some...
Newcastle Drum Center, Newcastle upon Tyne 06.
Something happens at the moment. So it recognized that someone uploaded something new on the Apuri sound map. So, and we also get a short introduction what happens on the sound map on the radio. So it plays the newest contribution, just to give you this activity, which I quite like a lot. Anyway, Geo Radio is an idea to put these things together in order to get a channel to distribute these themes, to reutilize maybe previous work which you have done, which is in your archive, in order slowly to create a radio platform which is, yes, also for propaganda on the topic. So to diffuse it, to go to get it out, to use latest and greatest technology if you want, to connect it to social networks, whatever you use actually, in order to spread it and to get listeners back to it and to transport what we were talking here all the last 2 days. So I have no idea if that works. It depends on interest and dedication, I think. You can, as said, connecting databases, existing one. This is an example for an interface I've created between radio and the Apuri sound map, which is an interesting database with a lot of metadata about places and the sounds, recordings, sound recordings. There are many other databases around which could be of interest. There's a lot of research going on. I was quite amazed and pleased to hear, for example, Kat's work on sonification and the Arctic research. So I had contact to a short contact now to Alfred Wegener Institute and to the Potsdam, the people in Potsdam, the geoscience people. So it's not yet developed, but that would be a direction to go to in order to get, let's say, environmental data and maybe think about how to transform them into something audible. A lot of artists have worked already on sonification of environmental data using sensors and all these things. So this could be, so there's material to look for in order to create such a radio. Easy ways to work with, this is for example my live studio. It's a phone and some microphones connected. That's all you need in order to go live on this radio, not only for me, but also for others. This is the one microphone from Locusonus, this network of live microphones, just as a few examples on what could go in as a source to this radio. Of course, also traditional formats, kind of scheduled works, you know, archive works. A friend of mine in Estonia, Patrick McGinley, makes framework radio for 10 years. He redistributes 1 hour of material each week into a list of stations around the world, FM stations. He also gets a lot of material from the Apuri sound map automatically, so it suggests every week some favorites from listeners. So that's how you can connect projects in order to distribute things and but also to keep the visibility of distinct projects and not to eat them up in one, you know. So it's networking actually. Okay, this is the Telegram interface I've just demonstrated, so no need to concentrate on that. This could be the back end of such a system where you do all the scheduling and organization of the radio. This is a software, open source software, it's called LibreTime. It's the successor of AirTime, which is a bit stuck and it's not developed. It's a really professional grade system for organizing radio shows and having a schedule and to have a collaborative interface where you can work with many on creating a radio. So that's an interesting tool to use, and it's not so easy to set it up and keep it running, but once that's done, it's quite a good and effective way to organize a radio station. Not a web radio station or a radio station connected to FM radio. Radio Apuri is teeming with archive.org, one of the best and oldest sites on the internet, and with virtually my hard drive is unlimited, actually, since I do daily synchronization of everything on Apuri with archive.org, so I asked them for permission and they were quite enthusiastic about it. They created me a collection for Radio Apuri, so I'm using archive and not a company to save my sound. So I'm, even if they do good jobs like SoundCloud and whatever is around there, they will disappear next year. So then all your work is gone. So you should be prepared. Archive.org is there since archive.org is there since 1996, and they are a non-profit organization. They even now made, because of Trump, a copy in Canada to get things safe. So I don't know, I'm using them and I have a direct interface with them, and so I can synchronize on the press of a button. So that would be the storage for such a radio, to keep all this stuff there, you know. So that's the hard drive, and it's actually not limited. They use the technology called petabox, which means a petabyte of storage per unit. They can just plug in, and quite cool. So I can recommend it, and I would create kind of front end for it so that you can use it as a hard drive. And they are fine with it. They're even allowed for 24-hour archiving of a running radio. That's also fine with them. So I asked, and they said, yeah, it's great, too. Actually do it. A bit of nerdy stuff. This is an exchange format, how different projects could communicate. The communication over so-called APIs, application programming interfaces, is done by a kind of protocol which is, of course, machine readable, but you can, it's readable, but you can exchange. This is, for example, a place and a sound. So that's how projects could easily communicate, just to give you an idea. To come to an end, because I really want to propose this and it doesn't exist yet, is, of course, it needs some reality check in terms of, is it interesting at all? So sometimes I'm caught in my own mind, and could that work? What would be needed? Who would listen? Would you listen? Would you join? Who else to connect? What's your idea? What comes to your mind? What could be interesting for such a radio? Is it interesting at all? That's of course something. Or is it? Is it worth to think about? So would it be something which you would also be considered as part of your work? And finance is also a topic, but not so important. More important is dedication and, I don't know, interest. So, but at some point it would be, of course, a topic. I would end my little proposal now and put these questions in the public, to you, and I would be interested in hearing your opinion on the possibilities of such a radio. And of course, if you have questions to Radio Apuri and things, let me know. Thanks.
I think that you should, Geo Radio will work, there will be a lot of enthusiasts in South America.
In South America?
South America, because there are many people that